All right, Benny Bloss, you are transforming yourself into fast but inconsistent Benny Bloss to fast and consistent Benny Bloss. This is, I think, 8 motos in a row that you've done really well. And today you ran up front for a little bit. Yeah, another good day for you, man.
Yeah, thank you. It's like it's all coming around. I go 9-9 today, and I had crashes in both motos. So can't really ask for – I mean, I could ask for a little better, but compared to what I've been at the beginning of the year to these past couple races is just a really huge difference. And it's just like everything is clicking and coming along. And somehow – I mean, I've been working on starts like a crazy amount. I put in a gate at my house, and I've just – I've been really focusing on the starts, and today I pulled 2 third, fourth place starts. So I've never done that, and I don't know if I've ever had 2 top 5 starts in a year, and I just did 2 in a day. So, man, I'm on a high right now.
And also makes you feel good about your equipment, right? I mean, it has to make you feel good about everything, that your bike underneath you?
Yeah, definitely. The bike was working really good today. You know, the power was good. Twisted development engine is great, and then the power band suspension was also working really good. Man, just everything is working solid, and I'm super happy right now, and we get to go into a break, and I've got a lot of momentum going into this break, and just feeling good.
I mean, even with Jericho, things are still rolling, the amount that he brings the team down, but yeah, he's not affecting this role either.
4 races ago, I started calling him Vibe Killer, because I guess it'd be 3 races ago, he actually told me at Southwick in the morning, he told me that Red Bud was the worst race of my career that he's been a part of. And it's like he said that, and I've been on a string of really good races since then. So I really don't think that that's why, but I know that he's going to think that like helped.
But no, it's working out really nice. And like, we've known your speed. We've seen you qualify top 10, you know, top fives. We know you have speed. It's just a matter of putting it together. And I mean, I guess today, I didn't realize you crashed both motos, so still a little stuff to work on, but you have been more consistent than you have been. Is it just because, I mean, you're kind of in a roll?
I mean, I think it's that, but also, because it's not like I haven't really been qualifying that great at the past couple races, but then the motos have been good. I think it's just, you know.
JT's theory maybe hold up?
I don't want to say that his theory holds up, but he's not far off, I would say. But I don't know, man. It's just the beginning of the season, I was in California. I don't really vibe with that place that well. I was away from my family. And then I moved back home, and it's like, you know, my home life is really, really good right now. And I'm really, really happy where I'm at. And I've been able to ride because I had some things that were going on in the beginning of the year that I wasn't able to ride. And then now it's just like everything, practice is going good. And translates to the races. So
I always wonder about a guy by yourself in Kansas doing 30s on your own track that you know very well, how you need to push yourself and keep bet. Like, that's not easy either. I feel like these guys at these facilities have a leg up on guys like you and other people that ride alone.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of a worry for me. And I was trying to kind of find some people to come ride with me, but it just really wasn't working out. And it's like, you know, this is what I've got, so I've got to give it everything I have for it. And Davey, my trainer, came a couple weeks ago to my house, and we went through the I got to ride one day, and he got to see the track. And
Duke went all the way to your place?
Came all the way. And he was able to see, like, all the sections of the track, obviously. And so the next day we tweaked the track to make it where it's, like, everywhere on the track I'm having to work. Okay. And it's, like, I'm tired after motos. Yep. So, I mean, if anyone wants to come ride, if you're listening to this and you're, like, really fast and you want to come ride with me, hit me up, because you can come out.
That's good. Good job lately, man. I really stoked for you. Really good job.
Thank you. I appreciate it.